Welcome back to Talking Baseball on the San Francisco Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley. I'm Walter Ekonicetta, getting you ready for the second half of the season where the race figures to get tight from now until October, especially in that National League wild card race. So to talk about the second half, to talk about the playoff race, the playoff push to October, I have joining me beat writer from the St. Louis Cardinals for The Athletic, Katie Wu, to help break it down. Katie, thank you for joining the show. How are you doing today?
Walter, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on to the show. Really quick, before we dive into the playoff race and everything that's going on in the National League, how was your All-Star week? How was your break?
It was less of a break, but that's okay. Was able to go to LA and participate in some All-Star week festivities and actually have this weekend off. So I am back in Northern California, making it even more special, I guess, to come back on KNBR radio station I grew up listening to. It's always a treat for me to go on and be able to talk baseball with you guys. So all in all, I've rated a pretty successful All-Star break. I am ready to get back to work, but I will enjoy these last couple days of this weekend before doing so.
Yes, enjoy it, Katie, because you know it's going to ramp up here in the next couple of months, especially with the Giants and the Cardinals figuring to be really big players down the stretch in the wild card races. And the Cardinals, I mean, they're even involved in the National League Central race right now for the division. So it's going to be really fun down the stretch of baseball. This is what we always look forward to, is that second half, because this is when baseball games start to matter a little more. They have a little bit more meaning. But as I mentioned, Katie, the Cardinals and the Giants figure to be teams in the mix in their respective divisions, and also in the wild card race. Giants are kind of going through a difficult stretch right now. They can't seem to put away the Dodgers late in games. So, but with the Cardinals, the wild card race, they're currently right ahead of the Giants in the wild card race. And how do you figure that the wild card race is going to play out in the second half? Are the Cardinals a big player in that National League Central right now?
I actually think it's fair to look at the Cardinals as contenders for the division. They're only a game and a half back of Milwaukee, and their second half schedule is rated the easiest among strength of schedule, teams played, and days off in all of baseball. Cardinals have always been a second half team. They seem to particularly come to life in September, if you recall that historic 17-game winning streak last year. I don't think the Cardinals look at themselves as a wild card team. I certainly don't. I know the NL Central is one of the weaker, if not the weakest divisions in baseball, but I think that competition between the Brewers and the Cardinals atop the Central will be the closest race among all divisions for that top spot. So I don't consider the Cardinals a wild card team. They don't. I mean, it's pretty clear when Nolan Arenado, their star third baseman, tells reporters before the All-Star break that he's tired of winning wild cards. He's never won the division. He would like to be a part of one. So I don't really see this team in the mix for a wild card. I see them certainly contending back and forth with Milwaukee, like I've said, all season long. And I think that will certainly come to a head in September. But I know those guys in that clubhouse do not think of themselves as a wild card team.
So when you look at the NL Central with the Brewers and the Cardinals, they are historically over the last couple of years have gone head to head. These were the teams in the division. It's been that way for a while now. Is it still kind of a way to look at it? Is if you don't win that division, you're most likely not going into the playoffs? Or is there still that incentive that, because with the added wild card teams, that you could possibly have two representatives from the NL Central in October?
Well, I think it just depends about how the other teams in the National League do. I mean, you look at the NL East, and you have the Mets and the Braves, and I don't think you can discount Philadelphia. And then you look at the NL West, and you have the Dodgers, of course, the Padres and the Giants all up in the mix. I think there is obviously a huge incentive to always win the division, just because, especially in this expanded playoff format, you have a significant advantage. You leave too much up to chance if you're a wild card team, and you're relying on too many factors that you can't really control, too many ulterior things going on externally outside of your own clubhouse. I think that really ups the ante for all these teams to win the division. You're specifically going to see it with Milwaukee and St. Louis for the reasons you mentioned, Walter. I mean, there's a chance that the NL Central only has one team in the expanded playoffs, and that would be the division winner. So, again, it makes what these next 2 months, what this trade deadline, what happens here, is that more important, because what the Cardinals do over the next week or so, shaping up to the August 2nd deadline, is going to be significant in terms of how they can evaluate their next 2 months throughout the season.
We're talking with Katie Wu of The Athletic, beat writer for the St. Louis Cardinals. We're talking about the wild card race down the stretch for the National League. And Katie, right now as it stands, you have the Atlanta Braves, the San Diego Padres, and the Philadelphia Phillies are in there for the wild card, the last spot there, ahead, just, or in a virtual tie, if you will, with the St. Louis Cardinals. Giants are right there, even the Miami Marlins. With those top three teams, the Atlanta Braves, the San Diego Padres, and the Philadelphia Phillies, do you see there being a change, or are those going to be the three teams when it's all said and done?
I think it depends on who wins the division. I mean, you look at what's happening in the Central, again, with the Brewers and the Cardinals, you can say the same thing about the Mets and the Braves. And
right.
I think the NL West is a little bit more different. I think the Dodgers have really established themselves as likely division winners, but I really think it's a little too early to tell, because who knows what these teams are going to do at the trade deadline. I think the trade deadline is so significant, because I don't think any of the teams you mentioned are going to be holders, and they're definitely not going to be sellers. It'll be interesting to see. I know the Mets already made a move in trading for Daniel Vogelbach yesterday. I certainly expect the Cardinals to be very active. They need starting pitching, and of course, both the Giants and the Cardinals have been linked, but I'm sure everyone has been linked to Juan Soto at some point. So I do think this trade deadline shaping up until August 2nd is going to be super imperative, and it should be. I know the 2021 trade deadline was exciting, but I think this one will be just as exciting because of the teams that are in the mix that really need to solidify themselves as serious contenders. The time to do that is the trade deadline.
I want the record to show that I did not bring up Juan Soto. That was all Katie. That was all Katie.
That was
Wu.
Me. I'll own it.
But now that he's out there in the conversation right now, Katie, I want to ask you, you were out there for All-Star Week. You saw the home run derby, him going off against, I would assume, a hero in Dominican, legend in Albert Pujols with the Cardinals. Do you think that there's anything there, with the recruitment process? Was Albert Pujols talking to Juan Soto, talking his ear off during the All-Star Week? And are the Cardinals significant players? Because as you mentioned, the Padres, everyone is included in these Juan Soto, you know, sweepstakes, if you will. The Braves may not be listed as a team looking at it, but the Padres, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Cardinals, all have been mentioned as players for Juan Soto. What are you hearing with the Cardinals? Do they have the capability to go out there and get a Juan Soto? What does that package look like?
I think the reason that you're seeing the Cardinals link to a potential Juan Soto deal is because they're one of the few teams in baseball that have the young talent under control and the prospect depth to pull it off. If you're Washington and you're going to trade Juan Soto, who's a generational player already in his mid-20s, they're going to want to return to rebuild that team. I mean, the Nationals have the worst record in the National League. They don't seem to have any help on the horizon in their farm system. So if you're looking to trade Juan Soto, you need a substantial return. I think that's why you see the Cardinals linked in that trade package, because they have young guys such as their farm system. They have young guys on their roster, such as Dylan Carlson, NorCal native, who's under team control for a significant amount of years. Those are guys that you can build your team around. I don't think that the Cardinals and President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, essentially pulls the trigger on that, though, because essentially what you're doing is you're giving up decades of team control with the players that you're going to offer to Washington for 2.5 years of Juan Soto, and then you're looking to extend them, because I can't imagine a team trading for Juan Soto and then not extending him when he becomes a free agent. I don't see the Cardinals, who operate not cheaply but conservatively at the trade deadline, going all in there unless that contract or that return dilutes a bit if the Nationals throw in Patrick Corbin. So there's a lot of moving parts there, but I do think the main reason you're seeing the Cardinals being floated around is because only the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and maybe the Guardians have the prospect depth and the young talent depth to supply what Washington needs in return. Whether or not they do that remains to be seen, but I just don't know where the money comes from if you're St. Louis.
Well, and how convenient is it that the Cardinals are playing in Washington the weekend before their trade deadline? I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there.
Oh, yes. Very, very convenient. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of storylines once I get out to D.C.
We're talking with Katie Wu from The Athletic. Talk some Juan Soto trade rumors right now on KNBR. Katie, we mentioned a couple of different teams. If it isn't the Cardinals, if it isn't the Giants, because I feel like the Giants do have a prospect haul that they could present to the Washington Nationals that could be enticing, and that might have to include a Kyle Harrison. A lot of people have floated around Logan Webb. I don't think that they get it done if Logan Webb is included in that deal, but that's just me. If it isn't those two teams, if it isn't the Giants, is it the Cardinals, what team do you think ends up with him, or do you think that this goes, if it stretches out until the winter meetings this winter?
I think if you're going to trade Juan Soto, you trade him now. And if you're a team that wants Juan Soto, trade him now or trade for him now so you get an extra postseason with him. Why give up that huge haul, especially if you're a contending team, and miss out on a postseason with him right now? For me, that doesn't make any sense to wait to the winter meetings, unless the Nationals really feel like there's not something there for them. However, if you're a contending team like the Dodgers, and you're a contending team with a lot of money like the Dodgers, it makes you a favorite to land him. I'm looking at the Dodgers and the Yankees for obvious reasons to go all in on Juan Soto, because they're the teams that can afford it, and they're also the teams that have the depth to provide it. There's a lot of missing pieces here. Obviously, the Yankees and the Dodgers, probably the two best teams in the league. Any team would benefit from a Juan Soto. I think that's an understatement, but you're looking right now, I think if you really want to trade for Juan Soto and you're a contending team, you need to take advantage of the extra postseason you'll get with him before he's a free agent. Don't wait till the winter meetings. You're essentially robbing. You're at that point, it's two postseasons with Juan Soto or three. I think the simple answer there is three. Of course, Walter, not everything is as simple as that, though. So we'll see. I do think, you know, the Giants probably have some prospect depth too. I've seen Kyle Harrison in there. To land Juan Soto, you're going to have to trade some of the young guys on the roster. It makes sense to see Logan Webb on that. It makes sense from the Cardinals' perspective to see Dylan Carlson and Nolan Gorman on that. It's not going to be a trade where fans, no matter what fan, whatever team you're a fan of, it's not going to be a trade where you're going to be okay with the players on your respective team leaving. It's going to take a huge haul to land Juan Soto. It's not going to be, okay, we'll give these guys who we don't really care about over to Washington. It's going to be, man, I really thought that these guys were going to be the centerpiece of the future, and now we're giving them up. Obviously, though, when you have a generational talent like Juan Soto suddenly available on the trading block, you do what you can to get him. I mean, look what the Dodgers did with Mookie Betts. That certainly turned out okay.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You mentioned the Dodgers. Giants fans are hoping that doesn't happen, Katie. They are hoping that doesn't happen.
I'm sure they are.
Especially with how the last few days have gone with the Giants in L.A. Just very frustrating. But, yeah, if the Dodgers were to pull that off, I mean, who's standing in their way to get another World Series? Katie Wu, thank you for joining us on Talking Baseball. Really appreciate you coming on, looking at the playoff race with the National League Wild Card and just the National League in general, and trying to find out where Juan Soto is going. I'm sure everyone is trying to figure that out also. But, Katie, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Walter, so much. Have a great one.
All right, that was Katie Wu, beat writer for the St. Louis Cardinals for The Athletic, breaking it down for the National League wildcard race and also where Juan Soto is going to go. That is the question that is going to continue to be asked for the next week and a half. So, coming up next, more Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley. I'm Walter Ricardo-Sitta signing off. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.